Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, Russ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. I didn't actually make the call or receive the call, but my phone was involved.
All right.
And by phone, I mean 1992, looked like an organizer you unzip. Big battery pack, just right after the brick. But I'm working construction in Vegas on the west side of town, up close to the mountains. Some guy's up there jogging in this housing area, comes jogging out of the hill, says, "Hey, man, somebody got a phone I can use?" You know, I thought about it. I said, "I really need to use the phone." I'm like, "All right. So what's the deal? I got one." He goes, "Well, I'm jogging up in the hills, and I think I just found a body wrapped in a blanket. I think I need to call the cops."
Jesus. Wow.
And this is, the mob was still prevalent in Vegas, so everybody there, it's like, "Oh, yeah, okay, here's my phone."
Was he right?
Okay.
Did you go check it out?
No, I didn't actually get a chance to check it out because I was working, but cops showed up, then the morgue showed up, and then inspector showed up, so I'm pretty sure he was right. Went down.
Okay. Okay, well, he was telling you the truth.
Jesus.
I remember the first bad phone call. I did not take the call, but I was heavily involved in this. I was in third grade. It's after school, and most of us kids, when we lived in Colorado, we walked home. Everyone lived in proximity, and there's this one girl who we did not get along. We may have exchanged some words. She ended up with a dog turd smashed into her face.
Yeah.
Compliments of me. I will finish this. So anyway, that ended the conversation. I'm feeling a little better about myself. I get home, and my mother's in the kitchen. And she's on the phone. And when I walk in the front door, the daggers that came out of her eyes when she looked at me, I'm like, "Oh, no, she's definitely on the phone with this girl's mother." Right? There's no question about it. Just her face and the way she's looking at me is, "I'm going to kill you." So she motions me over, and I hear her saying something to the mother. And then my mother hands me the phone and says, "Leslie's on the phone. You need to apologize to this girl right goddamn now." Nope. My mother, what? So no, I'm not going to apologize to her. My mother, again, she's like, "The story I heard that you smashed a dog turd in this little girl's face." I did do that. She's like, "Get on the phone." Like I said, it's when parents get into static radio mode. "Get on the phone and apologize to this girl right now." No. So now my mom's kind of embarrassed because obviously the other mother's on the line, right? So my mother just does the quick, "Hey, I will call you back. I don't know what his problem is." Slams the phone down. She is ready to split me from, chest to groin. And I finally explained to her, because she said, "Why did you smash a pile of dog ass in this girl's face?" Like, she called me the N-bomb. Everything changed. My mother's like, "You should have beat her bitch ass." I mean, everything was forgiven. So I just said, "Look, that's why I'm not going to apologize to her. I don't normally go around smashing."
Did you get to hear the follow-up phone call?
I did not hear the follow-up phone call, but when I got to school the next day, because my mother pretty much dropped it after that. I mean, she had a few follow-up questions, but I'm like, "Look, That's the long and short of it. Me and her don't get along, but we've never had any reason to have like that kind of issue. But she dropped the N-bomb, and she got what she was looking for, right? She could have just said, hey, would you please smash dog ass in my face? She just did it with a one-word request, and that is what happened. And it would happen again. I will never not do that, right? So my mother's not cool with me, but now she's steamed because this little girl. And look, I don't think the girl's a racist. I just think you're a little kid. You want to find something to dig at something, right? So she went for it.
She heard it somewhere, right? Yeah. She knows it's bad.
Oh, she heard dog ass in her face. So the next day when I go to school, you know, I've kind of forgotten about it. It's just not that big of a deal. But when I walk in the homeroom, I see her. And immediately, you know, it's a quick stare down. And then she gets up from her desk and starts walking toward me. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me, man. We're not dragging this out. And my mom is basically giving me the go-ahead to beat your ass. And Leslie apologized to me.
All right.
So I think what happened is my mother did a follow-up phone call without me in the room, called her back and explained to Leslie's mother what the situation was and why her dog came home covered in dog ass. And it was all good. But, yeah, she apologized to me after that. And what's great about being a little kid, water under the bridge. Yep. Then you're fine for the rest of our days together. Absolutely fine.
What is the craziest phone call you've either had to make or receive? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. Oh, are we there?
Yeah, we got you.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
It's your turn.
Okay, yeah. So, my phone call, I was at work about an hour away from home. Neighbor kid called me, and I didn't answer. I listened to the message like 2 minutes later, and I could hear sirens in the background, and he said, hey, Jevin, I'm not sure if you heard, but I think your house is on fire.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yep. So I threw everything down, rounded up the crew, drove back, unloaded the trailer, and then drove home to my house burned down.
Oh, it burned down?
Pretty much. It was total loss.
Oh, man. So, what started it?
It was electrical in the wall by the front door. It was a older manufactured home.
I don't know who put this stuff in, but they didn't know what they were doing.
That's my first thought. Yeah.
So what is I gotta ask. So what is the process? Did you own the home?
Well, it was my mom's home. I was making the payments. She had moved to Florida.
Okay.
But
what do you do now?
Yeah,
do you rebuild on that property since it's your mother's, or insurance is going to cover that?
Yeah, insurance gave us enough to get a brand new trailer, manufactured home on the lot. But then the city we were living in decided they wanted a bunch of stuff done before we could do that, added up to like $110,000 before we could put the new trailer on. And so we ended up just selling the lot and buying a place somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
Wow. That's a. Ooh,
but to lose all your stuff.
That's the worst part. It's not the house itself. It's everything in it, right? I mean, that sucks, dude. Especially get a phone call. Hey, man, I think your house is on fire.
I like the fact that, you know, when you get a new mattress, you get a new mattress.
Sure.
But, you know, you're only going to buy one like every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the process, it's boring.
Very.
It's like 2 or 3 hours. You lay it on a bed. You lay it on another bed. You lay it on another bed. A week later, you get your bed. They come take your old mattress away. That's one element.
Right.
That's of the things that you need to buy. That's just one small thing. And you need to do that 9 million times.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're everything in your kitchen, every single thing you have, couches, chairs, you name it, end tables. You need to replace everything.
Yeah.
And that's not even the worst stuff. The worst stuff is all of the stuff around it, right?
Yeah. So that's I don't mind buying a TV. I'll get fired up about that. But I mean, other than that, probably not nothing else.
But that's the expensive stuff that you have no attachment to, right? I mean, if my bed caught on fire, I'd be pissed, but I'd be pissed.
It's inconvenient.
Super inconvenient. And like you said, I hate the process. But if the pictures of my kids burned up, that's the depth. Actually, it wouldn't be. I'd go back to my wife's phone and be like, hey, we got to reprint
this. You pull these off the cloud.
But essentially, in theory,
thank God for that.
That would be. But, you know, the crap that they've made for you. How about that, right?
Yeah. So, all the stuff that you would have thrown away. But it was better than the average art they brought home. You throw away about 60% of kids' art. It's an understood thing. All parents know this. I do not have one plate, turkey, hand thing.
Well, you have to, because kids produce artwork. You know, when they're young,
hand turkey,
their artwork.
They're prolific.
They are very prolific, and none of it's good. So what you do is you find the one that you like best, or the one that means the most to you, and then the other 99 drawings that they've included with this, they go.
If they mean to draw it, it's terrible. If it's abstract and weird, it's awesome.
I would say most of the abstract stuff
that's
is the
what
best
you keep.
Stuff.
That's what you keep.
And I hate when kids, it's like, you ever go home, Mike, you're married now. So yeah. Notice anything different? I hate that question, right? So it's the same thing with little kids. They hand you this picture, and guess what it is? Kids, we hate that game because we don't want to hurt your feelings. So it's like, is that a cow? And the thing is, when you're wrong, they find this devastating. They're like, that's not a cow. That's a pig. And I'm like,
of course it is. There's the snout.
I was just joking. Of course it's a pig. And you're holding it upside down. Oh.
What is the craziest phone call you've either had to make or receive? 206-803-ROCK. It's a guessing game.
I got called out by my daughter. She's like 3, man. She hands me some picture, whatever. What do you think, Dad? And of course, like, baby, I love this. This is great. And then she looks kind of sad. I'm like, what's wrong? You're holding it upside down. And in my mind, I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, I'm trying to make you feel good, kid. I don't know what to tell you. But I can't be honest.
I can't tell you what it actually
is. Oh, yeah. She was real upset, too. And I'm like, I screwed up. Yeah, my
she'll
bad.
Never forget that.
No, she won't.
Even when I turned it the right way, it didn't come anymore into focus. You know what I mean? Like, there's zero chance I'm going to guess what
it's
this
like
is.
One of those tests where they call that thing the
Rorschach
test. Yes, exactly.
What do you see?
I think it's a bird. Am I right?
No. That's mommy. That's awful. Oh. Right. Oh, yeah. Totally called out. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, guys. A little backstory on this one first. Mother was the eldest of 6 siblings, and this was shortly after my grandmother passed away. I got a phone call from my uncle, who was afraid to call my mom to tell him that he was in the emergency room. Because he was working on the back of his house and ran a skill saw across his thigh.
Oh, so was your mom kind of like the child mother of the group? In other words, was she the whip of the kids?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yes,
because she was the oldest.
So my uncle was just too afraid to call and tell him that he did something stupid. So I got the phone call and I.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I had to call her and tell her. That was a fun afternoon.
Was she pissed?
Oh, she was livid. she was very pissed.
But why was she mad? Yeah, well, he ran a bandsaw across
It's an accident.
His leg.
She was pissed because he didn't call her, because he called me.
Oh.
It had nothing to do with the hospital.
Well, yeah.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, then obviously she should know he's scared to death of you.
I was like, did he tell her why he didn't call her?
I wasn't privy to that part of the conversation, guys. I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to guess he didn't.
I'm assuming he didn't, and I don't think it was a fun conversation.
All right.
But
good times.
That's what happens when you're that one. That's why my dad is. He's the oldest of 6 siblings, and there's always drama with them. But, man, they'll go through whatever they go through, and I don't understand what most of it is. But if I ever get privy to it, they're like, don't tell your father. And I'm like, you're in your 70s. You know, you're
older.
You are grown as adult. Your life's your own, but it's just they know if they tell my dad, because he is zero tolerance, bull ass man. They know that he'll bring the hammer down, but it's still like that. I'm like, you guys are in your grandparents. You have successfully raised your own children. Why are you scared of this man?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.